This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Friday, 24th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm and clear night across Israel with pleasant temperatures in Tel Aviv and Jerusalem. A good evening to be outside enjoying the calm weather. Here are today's headlines. First, from the Times of Israel, 9 hours ago, former U.S. President Donald Trump warned Iran of major military punishment for Houthi attacks on Saudi ships. Several Israeli mayors have reopened public bomb shelters as fears of an Iranian attack grow. Also, Israel Hayom reported 37 minutes ago that firefighters in Jerusalem's Old City halted a blaze in a tailor's shop, preventing further spread. Also this hour, Ynet shared scenarios 3 hours ago that could lead Israel into war with Iran as tensions rise following Trump's threats and intelligence warnings. Separately, the Jerusalem Post reported 14 minutes ago that Likud MK Sada hinted at a possible Israeli attack on Iran during a Channel 14 interview. And finally, JNS reported 3 hours ago that Washington has sanctioned an Egyptian Muslim Brotherhood official and others linked to Hamas, aiming to expose and penalize those enabling the group. Here's what people are saying online. Visegrad 24 posted just minutes ago that Hamas has repeatedly targeted humanitarian aid sites in Gaza, hijacking aid and threatening civilians, according to the Telegraph. Open source intelligence analyst OSINT613 shared 8 minutes ago that Iranian accounts have posted footage showing what appears to be a burning aerial object over Keshm Island in southern Iran. Eyal Yacoubi reported 11 minutes ago that two New Yorkers were stabbed in broad daylight by a man shouting Allahu Akbar, according to NYPD Commissioner Tish. Now for more on those stories, starting with Trump's warning to Iran, reported by the Times of Israel. The former president's statement comes amidst heightened tensions in the Middle East. Israeli authorities are taking precautions, reopening bomb shelters amid fears of Iranian retaliation. This heightens the sense of unease among civilians and raises concerns about regional security. Turning to the fire in Jerusalem's Old City, Israel Hayom provided details earlier this hour. Firefighters quickly contained the blaze in a tailor's shop, preventing it from spreading to nearby historic structures. This timely intervention helped preserve the cultural heritage of the area. Meanwhile, Ynet's report discusses the potential for war with Iran. As tensions escalate, Western intelligence suggests that Jerusalem could be a target. Israel is preparing for various scenarios, including possible preemptive actions. The situation remains volatile and closely watched by international observers. Likud MK Sada's comments about a possible Israeli attack on Iran, reported by the Jerusalem Post, add another layer to the unfolding tensions. His remarks suggest a strategic stance by Israel, signaling readiness for possible military engagement. This could have significant implications for regional diplomacy and stability. Finally, the JNS report on U.S. sanctions against individuals linked to Hamas underscores ongoing international efforts to curtail the group's influence. These sanctions reflect broader geopolitical strategies aimed at weakening support networks for Hamas. The move is likely to impact financial channels tied to the group. On the economic front, first, from CTEC, Google's AI advancements are changing the landscape of web traffic. As Gemini-powered search results replace traditional methods, publishers face reduced user engagement. Separately, Walla Business reports that Guy Bar-Lev will soon be appointed CEO of Israel Aerospace Industries. Bar-Lev, a retired brigadier general, currently leads the Missile and Space Division. And finally, from Globes, the Israel Airports Authority CEO highlights challenges at Ben Gurion Airport. Increased U.S. refueling planes could disrupt civil aviation, stressing the airport's capacity limits. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 3 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.